Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Last month, 14-year-old Mancos resident Teslin Stecker brought home a gold medal in his division at the USA Pentathlon Youth National Championship in Colorado Springs. Mostly known as an Olympic event, today's pentathlon is a contest that features five events, including swimming, running, fencing, shooting, and horse jumping. Pentathlon competitions use a point system where each competitor is awarded a certain number of points based on their performance in each specific event. The overall winner is the competitor with the highest point total at the end of the five pentathlon events. And joining me in the KSJD studio this morning is Teslin Stecker, the gold medalist in his division for the USA Pentathlon Youth National Championship. Good morning, Teslin.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your gold medal win.
Thank you.
How did you get into doing the pentathlon in the first place?
When I was 10, I was swimming and then running and shooting a little bit. And then when I joined the fencing club in Durango, I learned about pentathlon from the competitor there who was the national champion for his age group, which is above mine. And so I went to a competition over there and watched them compete. And then next year, the year after that, I did the nationals and got fourth.
Wow.
And this year I got first.
So this was your second year competing at the national level like this?
Yeah.
Wow, and you took away the gold medal. That's pretty amazing. Let's walk through these events. Now, there's five different events, as yes. I mentioned earlier, swimming, running, fencing, shooting, and horse jumping. Let's just walk through a competition. How does it start? What's the first event that you do? And then just walk us through the various events.
Well, it starts out with fencing, and then swimming, and the run shoot is combined. And because I'm not old enough to do horse jumping because it's kind of dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah. But I went to a regionals where they had to do swimming first, so it's flexible.
Okay. So how far do you swim? What is the swim event length?
For my age group, it's 100 meters. And for the Olympic level and every group above mine, it's 200.
Okay. And then you said that the shooting and the running is combined. Can you describe how does that work?
Well, you run to the shooting range, which is probably like 20 meters, and then you shoot five times or wait 50 seconds, and then you run an 800 and do that again until you run a mile.
Are these air rifles that you're using, air pistols? What kind of guns are you shooting?
Well, they use what they use in the Olympics now is a laser gun. Hmm. So you shoot it, and it shoots a little laser, and it hits the special laser target. And so you can see on, like, a computer where you've hit the target exactly.
Wow.
So it's really good for that.
Pretty high tech and safe, it sounds like, too.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your training. I mean, you're having to train in all these different events. I mean, at least the four that you're doing right now, with the exception of horse jumping. How much do you train? What does your training look like?
Well, I run as much as possible, and I usually swim around three times a week with the Durango swim team. And, well, this week I'm up with my pentathlon coach and fencing coach at her farm, and we're going to try and ride some horses.
Oh, so we are starting to get into the horse part of it right now.
Yeah.
Is that, it sounds like you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Kind of round it all out for you. Very good. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder talking this morning with Teslin Stecker. He's a gold medalist in his division for the USA Pentathlon Youth National Championship that was held last month in Colorado Springs. Let's talk about fencing. Fencing is not something that I think most of us really have an opportunity to do. How did you end up starting to fence, and tell me a little bit about that part of the pentathlon?
Well, I always thought fencing would be really fun. And so when I was like 8 or 9, I wanted to go over there and try and fence, but for some reason we never did. So when I was either 12 or 13, we finally went over there. But And two, it's the Durango Four Corners Fencing Club, if anyone wants to try it out.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about fencing. I don't know really how it works. You're basically trying to hit someone with your foil in their body, in their arms, legs. Tell me a little bit about how you score points that way.
Well, it's there's three different kinds of swords. And the ones used in pentathlon would be the épée, and the entire body is your target. So you can hit them in the foot, the head. I like hitting people in the foot.
But, is there more points for different body parts?
No. There's a little button on the end made of metal, and you hit it to make the spring thing. So you're attached to like this cord that goes up your arm and down your back, and you attach that to a thing that goes to like this box, so that when you hit someone, it'll make the beeper go off, and you can see who got the point.
So it kind of registers that you've hit, and it doesn't matter where you hit, it just registers that you've made contact somewhere on the body?
Yes.
Wow.
And also, most fencing is like around 5 touches or more, but in pentathlon, it's only 1 touch. So it's a lot different than normal fencing.
Okay. Are you pretty good at fencing? Do you feel like that's something that you're pretty strong in?
I usually do pretty good, but at this last competition, I was not competing so well, at least in the first day.
Yeah. Does it vary quite a bit on how well you're doing? I mean, and you're in a competition, you're having to do these, in your case, these 4 events for now. I mean, does it vary quite a bit as to how you do in your swimming, your running, your fencing, or do you kind of try to stay steady across all four?
Kind of. The last competition I went to before this nationals, I went to the New Mexico regionals, and I got 2nd in the fencing overall out of everyone, and then I got like around in the middle at this nationals.
Are there a lot of kids your age that are competing? I mean, when you go to these competitions, are there big fields of other kids that are there that are competing against you? Is it still a kind of a smaller sport for your age group?
Well, in pentathlon, you compete against everyone in the fencing, so you're just trying to get points against everyone, like even the little kids.
So even across your age groups then?
Yeah, which the little kids are actually pretty hard. I saw...
They're smaller.
Like, I saw like this 7-year-old get a touch on the national champion for the oldest group. I think he got 2 touches, actually.
Wow. That is so awesome.
They're very unpredictable.
I bet they are. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. I'm talking this morning with Teslin Stecker. He's the gold medalist in his division for the USA Pentathlon Youth National Championships. I'm Tom Yoder. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with 14-year-old Mancos resident Teslin Stecker. He just brought home a gold medal in his division at the USA Pentathlon Youth National Championship in Colorado Springs. Teslin, how often are you able to compete in pentathlon? It must be something that you'll either have to travel pretty far to find a pentathlon competition to be a part of. How often do you get a chance to do that?
Not too often. I've gone to mostly just regionals and the nationals. Well, actually, that's all I've gone to, but yeah.
Let's talk about nationals. That's at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. That's one of the premier venues for these kinds of events in the United States and probably really the world. Tell me a little bit about what that day was like and how you felt that day.
I felt pretty good because the food there's awesome. But it was just an ordinary day there, pretty much.
Were you there with a team from Durango? Is that how that works? You and your coach and other athletes were with you?
Yeah, I was there with the entire Durango Pentathlon Club, which is me and one other person.
So pretty small.
Yeah.
And wow.
Our coach came up, and coaches us from the sidelines a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you saw teams from all over the United States there? Were there big teams from, like, the East Coast and other places there?
A lot of people from California. Mostly just California.
So does it seem like pentathlon is something that is maybe more done in California? People are doing it more there or more aware of it?
No, it's pretty spread out, but that's just the only big club.
Okay, I see. Well, what are your goals? I mean, as you look forward, you know, you're progressing into the higher age groups as you get older. Are you going to continue to do pentathlon? What are your goals ultimately with this?
Probably the Olympics, but next year I'm going to need to get in the top. I'm going to try and get in the top four for A, and also I'm going to compete in B, because you're allowed to compete in age groups above yours. Because, yeah.
So A and B, those are the age groups that are older than you right now?
Yeah. B is 15, 16, and A is up to 19.
Mm-hmm. What is it going to take for you to make an Olympic team? I mean, as you look at this, and if that's your goal, you're saying that's your goal, what do you think it's going to take for you to get there?
Well, I'd have to get on the national team and then go to Worlds, I believe, and qualify for the Olympics from there. But I'm going to try and go to Youth Worlds next year, but I'll have to get in the top four for nationals.
And you'll have to start with the horse jumping to get into that position, right?
Not too many people do horse jumping at the national level for the kids.
For the youth divisions? Yeah. Okay. But you're going to start horse jumping. Is that just because you're trying to start to learn more about that and get more comfortable with horses?
Yeah. I started riding horses a couple of days ago with my pentathlon coach. And it was pretty fun.
So your coach must be a pretty good horse jumper then, huh?
Yeah. She qualified for the Olympics in 1980-something, I believe. Or for pentathlon.
Yeah. Well, how can people find out more? You had mentioned the fencing club that was in Durango that people can get to be a part of. But, I mean, how does one get into pentathlon? It just seems like kind of a difficult entry, putting all these different sports together and learning about all of them.
Well, a lot of people that do pentathlon either do cross country or track to start out with, and do the swim team as well, and then just the fencing. And you can do everything else on your, or you can run on your own.
Yeah, of course. Now, are there clubs around? You're talking about your team that you're a part of. Are there other clubs that people can get involved with around here, or do they can kind of go online and look, or how do they find out more?
Well, for pentathlon, you'd need to go to Four Corners Pentathlon, or Four Corners Fencing and Pentathlon Club.
Okay. That's a good start from there.
I believe we have a Facebook.
Okay. Well, people can look that up too. Teslin, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
And congratulations again.
Yeah.
That's Teslin Stecker. He's the gold medalist in his division for the USA Pentathlon Youth National Championships. I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD.